Ag Review with Noel Murphy on Shannon Side, Northern Sound.
Now, news of a very interesting publication that caught my attention. In fact, I was sent a copy of this and it was absolutely terrific. A book or a publication or a set of stories called Voices from the Land. And to tell me all about this, I've got Ryan Dennis on the line now. Ryan, nice to chat to you. Great to have you on Ag Review. And this is a book of stories, poetry, experiences written by farmers. Am I right?
That's right. There's 37 contributors from all over the island.
And I believe one of those contributors is one of our regular contributors here, John Flynn, who's very... what a great voice when he comes on to AgriView, because he's always got something thoughtful to say and his appreciation of nature and all of that. So obviously he'll have something great to say. I haven't got to read everything yet, but I've had a quick skip through it. And I found it just to be fascinating, the range of writings from farmers. So explain to me, where do you fit into all of this and how did the idea come about?
John's piece is great, as is all of them. I was a writer in residence at Maynooth University this past year, and it's a position co-sponsored by the university and the Kildare County Arts Council. Mm-hmm. And as part of that residency, you're allowed to kind of create a community engagement project. And since my interest has always been writing about farmers, I thought this could be a chance for kind of farmers to speak for themselves. And so I thought a collection of writing by Irish farmers could give a pretty comprehensive look at what it means to be an Irish farmer today.
It really is a great idea because... well, I would have to say farmers are not exceptionally well known for their writing. But having said that, we do see a lot of farm journalists coming to the fore now and people who are very, very well capable of writing and putting their thoughts down. And we also see some writers who come from a farming background who have written excellent novels and really showing, giving the a description of the heart of the land and how they feel about it. And this is a really excellent project, but your own experience in writing about farming, I think you said. So how did that come about? Because your accent, which I understand maybe upstate New York, wouldn't necessarily suggest certainly a farming background or maybe an Irish farming background.
Well, actually, New York State's the third largest dairy state in the U.S., so once you get above New York City, it's quite rural, and... So I do come from a farm myself, and then relocated to Ireland about 10 years ago. And so growing up, I noticed that farmers, I think particularly American farmers, in that the industry was seeing a lot of change, was starting to see a lot of change at the time, wasn't represented in literature or movies, or at least accurately. So my own interest in writing was to try to fill that gap and explore what it means to be a farmer. And that's kind of what I think these contributors did for Voices from the Land as well. You mentioned that it's not often we think of farmers writing, but I was blown away by the quality of the work in this booklet. Some were from writers from a farming background who have written, some have dabbled, and a lot of them have put pen to paper for the first time, and I was really blown away by the excellence of the writing.
It sounds fascinating because I think I always believe anyway that everybody's got a great story to tell, and often these stories remain untold or just told verbally. You talk about upstate New York. I've been in the areas of Saratoga and little towns like Mechanicville myself, and there can be some very rural. I don't know if that's in the same region, but that's there can be some really beautiful and rural areas there, right? And the huge big farms with, you can see the big farm buildings and the red barns and all of that. So I do get what you mean. So how did you go about gathering up these voices or these writers? How did you reach out to them?
AgriLand, the online news source, was helpful in kind of publishing a call for submissions. Some of the larger agricultural media venues weren't as helpful. And so I was a bit nervous because it was pretty much down to AgriLand and Twitter. But I think something kind of special happened in that word got around. I was very nervous. I wasn't going to get any submissions at all. And as you expect, for the first 2 months, it was kind of quiet. And then they started rolling in. And a lot of times when contributors contacted me, they said, oh, my neighbor said something about this booklet. What's it about anyway? Or, you know, I heard about it here or there, or certain writing groups got caught wind of it. So a word about it spread pretty organically. And, which to me kind of suggested that, you know, maybe there was some value in allowing a space for a group of people, in this case, farmers, to share their experience. That there's quite a buzz and excitement behind it. By the time it went to print, and then at the launch night as well, back in May.
It sounds like, as you said there, the word kind of got out organically. The word spread to where it needed to go. So the word was put out, and then it got around, and the right people were put in the know or put in touch, and it got to them. And it actually does remind me probably of one of Ireland's finest writers, who was a farmer, a poet actually, Patrick Kavanagh, and what he did with the poetry from the land, which was just extraordinary. So tell me about some of these stories and some of these contributors.
It's quite a wide-ranging look at Irish farming, I'd say. Some of it, you know, is rosy and, you know, celebrates the parts of the farming experience you expect to be celebrated. And then some of it, you know, looks at maybe some of the current issues in this industry as well today. One piece, you know, talks about a type of abuse this individual experienced while growing up on a farm, which he said he was never able to share this type of story before, and this space allowed him to do it. So it's quite a range of material, and I think when put together and they're in dialogue together and come up with something interesting anyway. You know, it's not just green fields and isn't everything great. It's that, and it's, you know, another contributor addresses issues of climate, you know, quite honestly, looking at, from the angle of the farmer. And so it's quite, I think, a daring collection of work and wide-ranging and quite honest. So I definitely tip my hat to the contributors.
I would say that as I was looking through it myself, and I think I actually did catch on to the one that you're talking about there, which did have a lot of brutal honesty, if I might say. But so it's not all like twinkling lights and nostalgia and haystacks. It's people's real experiences mixed with memories, mixed with words, mixed with poetry. And I think there even was a storyline about the calving of the cow and all of the involvement there. So there's quite a range. And I think anybody who reads it would have pretty good sort of understanding of what farm life is like in its very varied manners and all of the bits and pieces that go with it. So I presume that you'd been in touch with these people, or maybe you had to select from an amount, or did everything go in, or did you have to just pick a certain amount and go with that?
In the end, everything went in, and as a result, it's a much larger booklet. I was envisioning something around maybe 30 pages, and in the end, it's 62 pages. And part of the reason I chose to put everything in is just I didn't want the responsibility of deciding which voices got cut out. And so, you know, I worked with some of the contributors editing it as well, and they were very generous and allowing me to do so and going back and forth. So, yeah, I didn't want to be in a position to kind of cut out voices that other readers might find useful, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense for sure. So how do people get their hands on this book? I believe you can get your hands on it for free, which is a great thing. But tell me how.
There is a free PDF version on the milkhouse.org/voices, where I believe if you type in Voices from the Land, it should be about the first thing that comes up. There is a Kindle version for, I believe, 99 cents, and that's only because Amazon wouldn't allow me to put it for free. Jeff Bezos, you know, needs his income.
Well, he needs to get into space.
Yeah, exactly. Leave the rest of us behind. And there is, there may still be print copies available from the current print run, which was spread at locations such as Agra Direct in Cavan, in the Kildare County Library System, the Galway IFA had copies. It was sent around Wexford Farmers Co-op and the Cork Marts as well. Because they went quick, these places may or may not have any, but another larger print run has been announced by Kildare County Art Council, and it will be available at the Plowing Championships. I believe there'll be kind of a presentation along with another type of work originating from the rural landscape as well, and there'll be copies as well come September.
Fantastic. So is for you, is this the realization of a dream? This is a project that you sort of maybe pioneered or brought forward, not knowing how it was going to turn out, and then has turned out very, very successfully, of course. And do you have further plans in the pipeline for maybe doing it all again?
I'm not sure. I'll continue to work on my own writing, work on the next book myself, that I'm writing myself, of course. But I think this experience has proven kind of suggested to me the value in allowing a space for people from agriculture to share their experiences in all forms. So in the future, I very well might be looking at how to produce something similar again.
Well, we keep our eyes and ears peeled for that. And it does sound like something that might have inspired some of the writers to get going again with the pen and start putting their ideas, giving them a reason to start writing, maybe something that people just do as a personal hobby or whatever. But for some, it could be an outlet that they could continue doing. And what about your own style of writing, Ryan? What are you writing about?
My first novel that was published last year was set on an Irish dairy farm called The Beast They Turned Away. It's a kind of a highly stylized and allegorical look at Irish farming, Irish dairy farm particularly, but I think it's a story, hopefully, that is also, kind of speaks to the experience of smaller family farmers across the planet, really. And currently I'm working on a memoir project based on growing up on an American dairy farm and hopefully trying to address why smaller family farming in the U.S. has essentially been extinguished, more or less.
All right, I'm sure that'll make a very interesting read when it comes through. But for the moment, Ryan, I want Ryan Dennis, the editor of the book, Voices from the Land, I want to thank you very much for coming on to chat to us on AgriView. Congratulations on the project to you and to everybody that partook in it and put pen to paper or put the mouse to the keyboard, whatever it is. And I wish you every success going forward.
Thanks, Noel. I appreciate being on AgriView.
AgriView with Noel Murphy on Shannonside, Northern Sound.